This is a podcast about our lived experience, which unfortunately includes infant death and subsequent mental health struggles. Please take good care of yourself and only listen if this content feels safe for you right now. We'll still be here when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Judith.
And I'm Melina. We are internet friends turned real-life friends who both experienced the tragic loss of our sons to sudden infant death syndrome in winter of 2021.
In the year after Aiden died, my husband and I both became unemployed, my parents divorced, and we had to move 5 times for various reasons.
And as for me, just a few weeks before my son Quinn died, my then husband had come out to me as a transgender woman and we're subsequently divorcing.
It's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
But as long as we're living, we will love our sons deeply and work to make sure that we live a life that makes them proud.
Welcome to As Long As I'm Living podcast.
We're so glad you're here.
You are seeing the baby medium.
Yes, hopefully. This is not my first time scheduled to see an appointment with this man, this medium. Okay, so I originally booked this appointment. I bought it. I paid for it Thanksgiving of 2021. So now we are in pretty much November of 2022. Yeah. And when I originally bought it, I first scheduled the appointment for June. Then he rescheduled it for July. Then he rescheduled it for September. Then he scheduled it for the end of September. Then he scheduled for February 2023.
And you threw a fit.
Hell no. I threw a fit. So then I spoke to his scheduler, who's also his mom. And then that wasn't getting me anywhere. So then I was texting him, harassing him. And I want you to know that it's not like, I think at some point it became a game. Like, it was just so entertaining that I kept doing it, kept pursuing it. It was more entertainment than it was like, and I need this.
Well, we have recorded this exact thing how many times? I think this is our fourth time. This is our third time.
Like a lot of times.
And I think both of us have just been so entertained by this saga, and I'm hoping that it's going to finally come to a close.
I think so, because this is the first time I got an email on the day of confirming my phone number. And he texted me last night saying, can we move it from 6 to 7:30? So I feel like that was him like doing his thing. I don't know what, like not canceling, but he's like, don't rely on me too much.
I mean, okay. So even if this is the most meaningful medium session ever, and you feel so close to Aiden, like, would you recommend this guy?
I would not. And I'm not going to say his name because I don't.
No, of course not.
I want to give him a bad reputation. Even if this is the best and I feel so close to him, I would not go through this again. I would not. I would find another medium and pay a shit ton of money to talk to that medium as opposed to talk to this medium, because at least I'd get seen even if it's 6 months out, at least it's like going to happen. It's like,
right.
I don't like the feeling of being like manipulated or taken advantage of. I don't think anyone does, but I'm particularly sensitive to it. And so at some point it felt like I'm not going to be taken advantage
exactly. of. Exactly. He was just stringing you along. I said was in past tense. He could still be. What if he canceled?
He could still. It's 5 o'clock and my appointment was at 6, but now is at 7:30. So like, he's a little flaky, which is not what you want in a medium.
I don't know. I feel like most mediums are probably like that.
But like at the same time, it's like if I was meeting like a lawyer and the lawyer was like flaky, that would be really concerning. I'd be like, are you able to do your job? You know, like,
yeah,
but I'm like counting on this person to be like, I don't know, honest and truthful. And
okay. So, but we are recording this before you've seen the medium. And so what we're going to do is I want you to talk about like, what would make you feel like it was real.
We should talk about what we believe. Do we believe that mediums exist?
Sure.
So let's start with. Do we believe in mediums?
Yeah. Do we believe in mediums? Let's start there.
Anyone who's lost anyone, parent, sibling, child, grandparent, maybe, you want a medium. Like you want it. Even though you don't believe in it, you're like, I wonder if it works. Like you think to yourself, like maybe there's something there. I would do anything. I'm desperate. I don't have a lot of choices. It's like, what are your alternatives? No one else is saying they can communicate with your loved ones. So it's like, there's not a lot of options.
Yes.
So I think we've all wondered if they're true, if they're not true. And I myself have, I kind of straddle that line between being like, if it doesn't work out, I'll be like, yeah, okay, I wasted money. And like, obviously it wasn't going to work out because it's a medium. And if mm-hmm. it does work out, I'll be like, that was, I'm so glad I did that. That was a medium. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I feel like I was kind of, when I bought this session, it was last November. So I was in a different mental space.
So no kidding. Like, talk about a different mental space. Like that months. Was very different.
Very different. And I think at the time I was like, I have nothing to lose. Maybe now I would spend my money a little differently. Maybe not. I was like, I'll just do it. You never know. And that's kind of my attitude about it. Am I 100% convinced? No. Am I like slightly convinced that maybe? Yeah. You know.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I don't believe in it at all. At all. But would I do it? Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How much would you spend on it?
Oh gosh, that's a great question. $100, $150.
That's how much. Yeah, that's how much I spent on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would, I mean, so we'll again, see. Like, I wouldn't do it multiple times for sure. I would just like, do
I would
it
do
for
it
the heck
one
of it.
Time and that's it.
Yeah.
There was another thing I was interested in doing, which was there was someone I saw that does like face progression drawings for like, I think it was for like kidnapped kids. I don't actually know who commissioned yeah. these. But there's someone I saw that I reached out to that does face progression. So like mm-hmm. you can, so I would send in pictures of Aiden and I send pictures of myself and my husband and what we look like as babies and what we look like as an adult and what he looked like. And then the person can kind of construct
yeah.
what he might've looked like as an older boy. And that's the other thing that I was interested, like out of all the things, that's the other thing that I would be willing to spend money on just trying, knowing mm-hmm. that it could be a waste.
Yeah. I think I don't think I would want to do that. I don't know. I would hate to have a picture in my head of what he would
That's
look
what
like
said
that
at the
wasn't
time
real.
Too.
Yeah, that wasn't real. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
I understand the temptation for sure.
That's what you said the last time. By the way, your response has not changed.
Like I'm
when
very
I,
consistent.
When I brought this up to you, when I sent the email, you said the exact same thing.
Did I? When was that? That was a long time ago.
Okay. So what am I, okay. So what do I hope that he talks about? Like, what would make me believe him?
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, I'm not convinced it's actually going to happen because he's canceled so many times. Yes, that's number one. So I guess if he brought up my daughter in any way, like that would make me believe him. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be careful maybe, not to wear any of your Aiden jewelry, right?
I will be careful not to wear any Aiden jewelry.
Oh, wait, it's on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah. What are some other things? I mean, what are some other things that would make it maybe like dolphins? If you mentioned a dolphin.
Yeah.
What else?
Does he know your full name?
Yeah.
Should we Google you and see if anything comes up?
Everything will come up.
No, I mean, anything about Aiden.
Yes. As long as I'm living, will come up.
Oh my God. The third thing is your SIDS interview with I was supposed to have a baby.
I know.
Oh my gosh. This is so funny.
I know.
Your baby registry.
I know.
And then if he searches your husband's last name. Oh, there's an obituary, but that's not you. I was hoping I was going to find the article you did about cows, cow hugging.
Oh yeah.
But it's not there. Anyway.
I mean, part of me is like, shoot, did I give it all? I don't know. I mean, listen, if
you didn't have a podcast when you bought this.
What?
You did not have a public podcast when you bought this.
If he's not real and he's just Googling it, it's the same as if he wasn't real. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So what? I'm doing this one time, okay?
Right.
So I believe, so he's lying to me and I believe it. Like, there's what? Okay, so what? I don't, like,
yeah.
If he gets nothing right, I'll yeah. feel the same way.
So, okay, hang on. So what is a thing? Let's say he Googles you. Let's say he's a hack. He Googles you. He finds our podcast. He goes on our Instagram. He would see that dolphins are a thing that you associate with Aiden, probably, maybe.
Yeah.
He would see that you have a living daughter.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of things. I'm aware that I'm defeating the purpose of this by talking about it on the podcast, but I'm trying to think if there's like a thing that would be very meaningful. Oh, I think you had said, when we've talked about this before, you said if he like mentions any of Aiden's friends, and by Aiden's friends, I mean yeah, your friends' babies.
Yeah. But he could find that also.
He would at least know Quinn from our podcast Instagram.
What about if he talks about Aiden's friends that are not Quinn?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be believable.
That would be believable. Yep.
What about if he talks about, what are some things in the future that only Aiden would know about, but like aren't aware yet?
Yes.
Okay. So what are some of them?
Other brothers or sisters, maybe. Maybe.
Okay. But there's no way for me to verify that.
You're right.
What is something that I'm planning in the future that only Aiden would know? Like if I was planning a trip. Okay. Here's something.
Portugal.
My mother and I are going to Portugal.
Yeah. Yes.
So if
Aiden says, have fun in Portugal.
Something like that. I don't know. What else is in the future that he would know?
I don't know.
You know what else? Here's another thing. If he talk like my husband doesn't go by dad, he goes by something else.
Oh,
and I wonder if he mentioned something about my husband's preferred parent name.
Yes.
That would be also, excellent. I don't think I've ever talked about that.
I love that. That's great. Maybe he has a message for your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Maybe something like about the day that he died that only he would know.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You know,
that is a really good one, actually. Or like something about his birthday or...
Right, something about his birthday.
Yeah.
Or something about the time when he was alive.
Yes. Yeah.
Or maybe something about where he's like the cemetery he's buried at.
That's a great idea. The ducks.
Because the ducks at the cemetery. Because the medium wouldn't know that. I don't know. It's really hard because I'm public. So that's not so easy.
Okay. So what would you like
to hear?
From Aiden.
I think when I bought this, I was in such a different space.
Yeah.
And I think when I so for me, I just, I'm surprised that there's nothing that I'm like, oh, I really want to hear this from him. Because I just feel so strongly that like, I don't know. What is something you would want to hear? I guess I would want to hear that. Yeah, this is what I said last time. And I still stand by it. That like, he appreciates how I'm parenting him. He appreciates the toys at his grave. He appreciates, he didn't have to appreciate, just acknowledge that they're there and like I'm doing a good job parenting him.
Yeah.
Maybe if he said something about the podcast, although not so public, the medium will know. But I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
What else would I want Aiden to say?
I think I would want to hear, like you said, like you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And I love you and it's not your fault and all of those things.
That's what every medium is going to say.
I know. That's part of the reason why I think it's here's like kind of what I think about mediums. I think that, like I said, I don't believe in them at all, but I can understand how even I, as someone who doesn't believe in it at all, would get comfort from it. This is going to make no sense at all, but in my head, I have this convoluted thing where the medium is making shit up. They have no idea what they're talking about, but Quinn is still talking to me through them. Does that make any sense at all? Am I making no sense? Like,
it sounds like you really believe in Quinn, but you don't really believe in the medium.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like, I think the mediums are just making shit up, but like, if Quinn is going to say something to me through a medium, he's not going to actually talk to the medium. He's just going to be like, yeah, you're going to feel this really present feeling with me because I'm there, not because you're the medium is doing anything. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
What I've never do you think seen Quinn thinks about the medium? I think Aiden is laughing. He's like, okay, mom.
Remember when we were on our grief retreat? Okay, so Judith and I went on a grief retreat this summer and we were kind of jokingly asking our boys for ridiculous things because we wanted to like get a sign. And you said, Aiden, I would love if you could send me a dolphin. Now, listeners, we were in Maine on a lake. There are no dolphins in Maine at lake in the middle of Maine, okay? But you know what he sent? he sent this loon. A loon is a like a duck type bird. And he sent us a loon, and the loon swam right next to us on the paddleboard under the water. And remember what you said? You were like, oh my God, he kind of looks like a dolphin.
He did look like a dolphin.
And the thing that we were laughing so hard because we were just imagining Aiden up there being like, Mom, I can't send you a dolphin. Like, I guess the best I can do is this, like, this loon. Do you think they laugh at us? I think they laugh. Well,
I feel like that was really creative, and I'm actually really proud of him for coming up with an alternative, like, loon. They're good boys. They try their best.
I feel really like that's do. Classic. They really do. Okay, so that's our little medium preamble, and we're going to check back in. The rest of this episode is going to be after Judith's trip to the media. Okay.
I feel like now I have this public podcast and it ruins everything.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Hi, everyone. It's Judith.
And Alina.
Sorry for interrupting your podcast. We'll let you get back to listening to us again in a couple seconds. But we have a little request for you.
We do. We are inviting you guys to become a little bit more of an active part of our podcast community. And there are a couple of ways to do that. We obviously love being in your ears, but we want it to be a two-way street. So the first way we're doing that is inviting you to our Instagram community. If you are not following us on Instagram at As Long As I'm Living Podcast, you are missing out. We do all kinds of polls, fun, interactive content there. We'd love to hear for you to message us, etc. Please join us there. That is our first thing. Our second thing, Judith.
Leave us a review.
Yay.
The more reviews that we have on all the different podcasts, Spotify, our podcast for platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, the more that our podcast is shared on those platforms and more people can find us. So give us a review, hopefully a good one, and that will help us reach more lost parents.
And then finally, we're going to do something that is a little bit uncomfortable for me to do, but Judith has plenty of experience with this because this is literally what she does for a living. But for me, I feel awkward, but we're going to ask for money from you guys. It's a very small amount of money. We are not doing a whole paid subscription model. We are just trying to raise $500, which is going to allow us to upgrade some of our equipment and some of the tools that we use to make it easier for us to record the podcast going forward. And the easier it is, the more we are going to want to keep doing it in perpetuity, which I think is what we all want, because wow, do we love making this podcast.
We are hoping to have this $500 raise by the end of the month, so hopefully you'll only just be hearing from us a couple of times. But it would really mean a lot. We want to feel like we're all partners in this. We know how much you guys love this podcast, and we love hearing from you. And so the more we can do it, the better it'll be for all of us. So please consider making a contribution.
It is www.buymeacoffee.com/ALAIL podcast. So www.buymeacoffee and then the initials of As Long As I'm Living, the first letter of each word. So ALAIL podcast, www.buymeacoffee/ALAIL podcast. And that's where you can make your donation.
Alina's going to put the link in the bio, but any amount would be greatly appreciated. We really, really, really appreciate this. So Alina, how do you feel? Was that awkward? Was that as bad as you thought?
Yeah, it was awkward. I feel awkward about it, but that's okay. No. And now we are back to the episode. Enjoy.
Bye.
Okay, I'm just going to send it to you like this. I feel so sick. This COVID vaccine is killing me. But I feel like I want to get this off my mind to you and to you before I go to sleep because I want it to be fresh. Okay, let's start from the top. Right away, he said to me, I took a bunch of notes. Right away, he said to me that he feels a young spirit around me. And then he said, do you have a daughter and a son? And I said, yes. And he said, is your son in the spirit world? And I said yes. And he said, was this your first? And then like later in the conversation he asked if it was my first son, and I said yes. And he said that Aiden's energy is around me a lot and it's very powerful. And he said Aiden didn't have any health issues, did he? And I said no. And he said your son is with a lot of people. And then he asked, are you writing a book?
Aiden asked if I'm writing a book, and I said something like that. And he said Aiden's very proud of the book. It's very important. He sees the book as like very connected to him. And then he asked about a move. Hold on, pause. He asked if we moved, if since the passing, and I said yes. And he said that they're connected to us rather than their body. So he feels like even though Aiden's body is buried in Los Angeles, or whatever, he didn't say Los Angeles, but even though Aiden's body is buried in Los Angeles, wherever it is, that he is definitely close to us here, but he's been trying to send me signs and I'm not picking up on them. And then something about butterflies, which I didn't really connect to. And then he asked who Harold is, and that's my grandfather. And I was like, holy shit. And then he said, what about your grandmother with an N? And I said, and my grandmother's name is Nancy. Holy fuck. And then he asked if March was a significant month for us. He said, why is your son showing me the month of March? Which is holy shit balls. Yeah, he asked, he said, why does your son keep showing me the month of March? And I said, and he was like, does the month of March mean anything to you? Obviously it does. And there are 12 months in the year. So what are the odds that he got that right? Aiden was conceived in March and died in March. And he said that Aiden is really like, he's not worried about me, but he feels like my husband's having a difficult time. And so Aiden feels very worried about my husband. And he said that Aiden is a guide and is watching over us. And then he asked about Aiden's socks, which I don't understand. And then he said, does your son have an A name? Which he does. And then he said something about how the wallpaper. And he said, is there pictures of him on the wallpaper? Which I didn't really understand, but I'm in the office and we do have like this whole mirage of like pictures on the wall, and so maybe that's what he was talking about. And he said that Aiden was so proud of me for going through the pregnancy with Mia. He said that he knows that it was very, he feels it was very brave that I did that. This is where it gets interesting. So I hope to God you've listened to my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 voice notes, because then we were getting to the end, but I wanted to make sure that, like, you know, I got Quinn in there. So, oh wait. Wait, did I talk about the part where he said that Aiden went to sleep? It was like going to sleep and waking up on the other side, and he didn't suffer. I asked about how Aiden died, and he said it was like going to sleep and waking up on the other side. He said nothing happened. He was perfectly healthy. He had no medical complications. Mm-hmm. There were no suffering. He just woke up on the other side. And then I asked about Quinn, and he said, your son didn't know Quinn in the living world, right? And I said, no. And he said, but you are very connected to his mom. And I said, yes. And he said that Quinn brought us together. And then he said, your close friend, Quinn's mom has an A name. Holy fuck. An A name. And then he said, does Quinn have anything to do with an owl? Holy shit. An owl? Alina, I hope you're writing this down. An owl? And then he said that Quinn really connects to you through music and reading. He said Quinn was showing him like lots of like books, like reading stories, and something about a helicopter, which I did not understand. So if you understand something about a toy helicopter, please let me know. And he also said that you and I were connected in another lifetime. He said you also had a past life with Quinn's mom and you were connected in another lifetime. And Aiden likes that we talk about him. Oh, and also he said that Quinn was showing him a cat. He said, do you have a cat? And I said, no. And then he said, does Quinn have a cat? And I said, yes. And then he said, we went back to Aiden. He said that there was a period of time when I went to the grave a lot, but not so much now. And that Aiden really likes that we talk about him. He feels very included and he likes to be included. And that's all. Okay, I feel like shit. I'm so sick. I have to go lay down. But I love you and I'll talk to you later.
right, so we are 3 days post-medium.
3 days post-medium. Can you believe
that I can't believe
you actually met with the medium?
I cannot. And a few things to say about that. We are scheduled to meet at 6. Somehow 6 became, what, like 7:30? 7:30, no response. He said, then he said 8:15. Then at 8:15, he said, I'm going to meditate on you for a little bit and I'll call you. At 8:45, he called.
Yeah, we were texting back and forth. We were like, okay, I guess he's still meditating. He's still meditating. He's still meditating.
My life is not interesting enough for 30-minute meditation. Now, I think skeptics would say he's doing research, you know, whatever. So then finally he calls, and it was a fascinating experience because the first thing he said, and I think I sent this in the recordings that I sent you immediately after, the first thing he said was, I sense a young spirit and an old spirit. Let's start with the young spirit. And then he like immediately know you have a son who's in spirit and you have a daughter that's alive. He like went into all these things that I recorded for you. So you guys have heard them by now, or you will about to hear them. But the question we have for you and for me is, do we believe in mediums more, and how do we feel post this conversation between myself and Aiden? I would say I do believe in mediums more, but I still wouldn't do it again.
Yes. I think, you know, we've talked about this since then on the phone and not on the recording, but I think the way I feel about it is I believe in it slightly more, but I still think I don't need to do it ever. Like, I don't feel like you got anything from him, information from him, that you don't already get from being in communication with Aiden's spirit yourself.
I think the point is to confirm that he is around and watching. Mm-hmm. So it has been confirmed that he is around and watching. Yeah. That part was comforting. I do feel he's at peace. So, yeah, I do feel confirmed that Aiden is around me and is watching and is aware of the podcast, apparently. Mm-hmm. I feel comforted that Quinn and Aiden are together. I think we knew that before, but, you know, I guess it feels good to know that. I do feel a sense of – I do feel like he is at peace, yes, which I didn't necessarily know before. I feel he is 100% he's at peace. He's totally fine. I almost, like, went to bed that night and I felt, like, at ease, you know? Yeah. Okay, he's fine. I don't need to worry about him. Yeah. This is just the way it is. It feels like my mom is in Italy right now. It just kind of feels like that. Mom's in Italy and I'm here. Right. I'm like, we're both doing our own thing. And she sends pictures and like, it is what it is.
The part that I think was really interesting is that the medium said that Aiden's been sending you signs that you're not picking up on.
Yeah, that I think is true. And you know, ever since that, I've dreamt about him. I dreamt about him last night. Yeah, for a long time. He was in my dream for a long time. So I feel like I do believe it, and I do feel he is coming to me, and I feel like I do need to keep my eyes open for more signs, and I will. I also feel like one thing that was interesting is I didn't realize that they had no feelings. Yeah. Like in spirit, the way that the guy described it to me is that they're not focused on themselves. They just care about what we think and feel because they recognize that we have to go through is a lot more difficult. So they don't really have feelings.
Yeah. They don't have preferences. They don't feel the separation.
Exactly. When I asked him, like, does he like the podcast? Like, the medium, like, thought that was a – he just, like, was, like, he's aware of it. You know, it seems important. He doesn't have feelings about the podcast. and the same thing when I – like, I asked questions about his relationship with my daughter. He said that they're closely connected. He doesn't have any feelings about her. They're just closely connected. He's going to be a guardian for her and a guide. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was wonderful. I'm glad you did it.
I'm glad I did it.
Was it worth the money?
It was worth the money because I would pay a lot of money for a new experience because I genuinely enjoy new experiences. Yeah. I would say this is like, you know, the equivalent of parasailing. Like, worth doing once. Like, yeah. I enjoyed it. It was pleasurable.
Yeah.
Not something I need. And also, I don't even know what he would say the next time. Like,
right.
What more was, at some point, like towards like an hour, like at the end of the conversation, it was like, I have nothing else to ask. He's still dead. I'm still alive. What else am I going to say? You know? Right. So overall,
the question I think I have is, would you recommend it to someone else? Mm. And I would say do it once, but don't think it's going to be life-changing.
Yeah. I think if you're looking for the medium to make you feel less sad that they're dead, I don't think that's going to happen. Because you still miss them.
And also, not only that, but I feel like I asked how he died, and the answer I got was what I already knew. Mm-hmm. You know, he
had nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong. Like, and
woke up on the other side.
Woke up on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, finally, you met with the media.
I met with the media. Oh, and I hope that I was like so sick that night when I sent those voice memos because I had just had my COVID vaccine. So, if I sound delirious, it's not because I was infused with the spirit.
It's because you were ill and feverish.
To all of our wonderful new friends, we want to hear from you. Email us at aslongasimlivingpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram @aslongasimlivingpodcast. We'll get back to you as soon as our grieving brains allow.